From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, May 5th, 2009. Each week this podcast explores topics related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week we take a look at Your Street, at one time a cutting-edge hyper-local site that tapped into key location technologies. Last week, in an email, the company explained that due to cost, it was dropping maps. The upside? Pages load faster. We'll try to think through the logic after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Now, Joe, I have to start out with full disclosure. I have not yet been sucked into any of the hyperlocal news sites. It just hasn't happened for me. I have satisfied my hyperlocal news needs by using Google searches and the two print local papers we've got here in my town of Somerville, Somerville Journal and the Somerville News. Now, having said that, I certainly see the need for maps in hyperlocal sites, and from a technology standpoint, it's fascinating. From a monetization standpoint, it's also fascinating. So I've been sort of watching it from a technology standpoint, not as a user. I was really surprised when you dug up the news that Your Street was, in fact, dropping maps. And in the email, which you cite at All Points Blog, they said it was a cost decision. And what they really did was remove from their offering Metacarta's geotagging technology and the use of Google Maps to do the visualization. Now, I don't want to suggest that the company isn't being honest, and I'm sure that cost was an issue in making this decision. But do you think that was the only one?
I'm going to take them at the word and say, yeah, let's think that this is a cost issue. Perhaps the Metacarta license was expensive. I can't see where using Google would have been expensive. Now, I think the more important thing is here, did it add or detract from the news that they were gathering? At the time, it looked like they were gathering, at least when they first started, they were gathering quite a bit of news. Whether it was relevant or not, I often thought that when I looked deeper, I didn't see the relevance. It was important to me to use the map to orient where the news was coming from and to go and find out what was going at that particular location. The upshot, I think, of this is that I think it now detracts from their news coverage not having the map, and I think it also doesn't allow people the same participatory experience that they would had they had the map.
Now, when you say it takes away from the interactive part of it, you didn't leave comments on this site, do you?
No, I don't think you can leave comments. I think you submit your news, and it gets posted. I think that there's a broader issue here, and you brought it up, which is, where am I getting my news? And there are other sources now for getting tips and insights into where news is happening, not the least of which is Twitter. And I think that maybe Your Street saw the writing on the wall and saying, well, people just aren't using the mapping interface. And I think that there's an issue here with competition, and I think that they kind of realized some of that, and they just thought, well, let's drop maps. It's not contributing that much, and it's a cost issue.
Well, and I have to agree with you that, again, I didn't use this site very much recently or in the past. I know I've looked at it. But I have to say that looking at it now without any maps, it's not that attractive. It's got a lot of text on it and a lot of links on it, and the only thing that's graphically interesting are the ads.
Yeah, and I tell you, what I did was when I first found out, I went to the site, I looked at a particular city, like Atlanta, and I clicked through onto Atlanta and then looked at the headlines there. And when I clicked on one of the headlines, and it was talking about swine flu, it redirected me to an article with the dateline of Atlanta, but the news was actually coming from a paper in Colorado Springs. I think that there's now they've even taken a step back from their hyperlocal news. It's not even local anymore. It's not just hyperlocal.
Well, I had the same experience, and I don't think that removing the maps is necessarily the only issue that this site is running into. And again, as somebody who I literally visited it today to get ready for the podcast, and a couple of glaring things just really bowled me over and are things that would just make me not come back. The first one, and I have to give lots of kudos to my past and existing copy editors. They want you to key in a search term, and it says find a city, zip code, landmark, or event, and zip code is miscapitalized.
Mm.
That just is not good. This site's been around for a while. Why is that? This is wrong. And then, as I look down at the different options you have to get some news, there are popular cities, and there's, I don't know, 40 cities listed. And then there are the top 10 landmarks. And I thought, wow, what does that mean? And the list of the top 10 includes things like Wall Street, Steel Creek, Myrtle Beach, New England, Main Street, West Coast, and Staten Island. Those are geographies. Those are not landmarks in the lingo that I use. So that I didn't find particularly helpful, but I did click on New England, and I did get a series of stories about New England. I happily got an ad for a bed and breakfast in New England. That's terrific. That's location-based advertising. That should be bringing some money into the Your Street coffers. Then I went and clicked on my local city, Boston, and found some of the key news, like what's going on with the Boston Globe. But like you, I found references to it from the Chicago Tribune and from some other papers, and I saw the same article from the Associated Press listed not once, not twice, but three times. And this is in the top 10 articles listed for the city of Boston. Now that, again, why would I bother? Why aren't they filtering out the dupes?
I think we have to go back to the original premise, not just with Your Street, but with hyperlocal news. Your Street began as something to, again, form a community, hopefully even on the block level or a couple block level, very intimate geography, and it seemed to be something worth exploring. In general, the issue with hyperlocal news is can you get a core group of people that are going to say something relevant, provide news, and again, form a community in a very small geography. And I don't think it's really taken off. I don't think we have that. I think there are other ways that hyper-local activity is being explored, location-based advertising being one of them. I don't know if there's a vehicle yet. You know, you always want to have that vehicle, that catalyst, that really catapults the technology or the phenomenon, whatever you want to call it, into the next wave or jumping the chasm, whatever you want to call it. And I don't think it's gotten there. I think location-based advertising has the potential to really go to the hyper local level, but I don't think it's there yet. So the whole concept of hyper local news hasn't had the catalyst that I think we want to see.
One of the things that this site sort of missed out on, either from the start or didn't get it soon enough, is there isn't that interactivity. I can't find any way to post comments or even submit news. Maybe I'm not seeing it, but it's certainly not obvious on the main page. So it's a very passive, very frankly, Web 1.0 kind of site. And that's not going to work in these times, whether you have maps or not.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that I really want to bring up here is if the Your Street folks were serious about taking advantage of the latest in location technology, and I give them a lot of credit for tapping into Metacarta, to tapping into Google's tools, the real trick is monetizing not just the news that they're linking to, but also those two platforms. How do we take advantage of those to generate more income? My suggestion is that maybe that was part of the cost issue, that the return on those investments, turning it back into profit, just didn't happen, or they couldn't figure out how to do it, couldn't get the advertisers. I think that was part of the story here.
At that time that they started, the issue with hyperlocal or location-based advertising hadn't yet really found their voice in all of this. And so it would have been great to see those two combine, because that would have made it, I think, quite relevant. There are other ways to find news these days. And I'm finding, as I mentioned earlier, Twitter being a more of a local way to get to see news. I mean, with everybody providing news by that source, just this past week, I had news filtered to me by Twitter about the school closings here in Huntsville due to swine flu or activities canceled, not just schools, but actually specific activities at local schools being canceled. I found that information via the local TV station and their Twitter feed. So that to me was a real example of hyper-local news because the school was literally a mile away from my house.
Well, I think you're right along with everybody else who's taking advantage of Twitter in new ways. I mean, we've had this conversation, and I'm sure everybody has. You know, what's the point of Twitter? It's a place to play. Well, guess what? No, it's not. It's a place to tap into hyper-local news in extremely timely fashion, I'm finding.
I think it's maybe something that the original folks that started it didn't necessarily have in mind, but it certainly has become that. I think it's become a fantastic search mechanism, as you have found out. I'm a little surprised that Google didn't go through with the acquisition, and maybe they will eventually. But I think Twitter is now a as good a mechanism for finding things, for searching, than even just a plain Google search. So it's evolving, obviously, and I think we're going to see more maturity to what's being done with search and Twitter.
And I will make one final comment about your street and maybe why this isn't taking off in the way it might be. And this was brought up, I think, in one of the articles that we cited in our podcast about location-based startups that didn't make it, and we did sort of a lessons learned podcast. One of the folks involved in that made the comment that it was really, really hard to drum up enough buzz and enough interest and enough participation if you try to do it across an entire country or the world. So the more successful players in this are starting in a specific geography, you know, just San Francisco. And I'm watching the build-out of every block because that is very carefully selecting the next city that they add to their hyper-local data collection. And that seems to be working much better. And again, your street was, you know, type in your zip code. We've got everything. And that's just really tough to do. That's all the time we have this week. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, invites you to mark your calendar for the 2009 Society for Conservation GIS Annual Conference, July 18th to the 21st at Big Bear Lake, California. Join others from the GIS user community for the opportunity to address the challenges of connecting across boundaries for conservation. Visit www.esri.com/scgis for more information or to register to attend. If you've got comments on today's podcast or anything, you can contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can also leave comment on the article page at All Points Blog or Directions Magazine for this podcast. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.